The idea behind spending more on advertising the lottery is that the state can potentially get a great return on its investment. Democratic Governor Jim Doyle proposed a nearly $3 million a year advertising increase in his budget. Doyle's administration estimates that would boost lottery sales by $15 million a year. The peculiar thing about this debate yesterday is that it was Republicans who took up the governor's cause. Racine Republican Assemblyman Robin Voss wondered why anyone would oppose the idea.
It's voluntary. Nobody twists your arm. Nobody forces you to walk into that convenience store and buy a lottery ticket. It's totally optional.
Voss says what makes lottery revenue more appealing is that it gets used to reduce the property tax burden for homeowners. But popular Democrat Bob Jauch told committee members he thinks the state should get out of the lottery business altogether. He says more advertising only encourages more residents to throw their money away.
We're actually expending more money, more state resources, to encourage people to lose. Now that's an illogical position for a government to have.
Because lawmakers deadlocked on this issue, the governor's proposal remains alive for the time being. Wisconsin hasn't increased lottery advertising for more than 15 years. Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson tried on three occasions during the 1990s, but the legislature stopped him each time. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.